be about Jenkins Debian Net, which I set up 5 weeks ago and still in the progress of setting it up. Jenkins is basically a cron on steroids, builds software on commits or runs tests or something. First, I'd like to thank ProfitBricks, who sponsors the virtual hardware on which it's running. It's currently 4 CPUs, but I could extend it to 8. The important thing is this about link, which has the documentation, how it's set up, was linked to the Git repository, describing the jobs which are running, and also the setup and the to-do. So if you want to set up yourself, it's all in there. All the jobs running on Jenkins are configured via configuration files with Jenkins Job Builder, so there's no manual setup in it. There's notification about failed jobs on mailing lists planned. At the moment, I only notify Debian Boot and Debian QA IRC channels. Where do I have the Git repository actually linked? I need to enter URL. French keyboard. Okay, I wanted to check to show the. How do I go back? Yeah, this is good enough. So there's two types of DI jobs. One is building the manual for all languages, the HTML and the PDF version. So if anybody commits into this SVN directory, it's directly built and to see if there are syntax errors there. The manuals will in future also be published, so you can also review what has been built. Then how do I go back? Backspace? File? The packages built are all 109, I think, Git repositories Debian installer consists of. At the moment, I only built the master branch, but if there would be a convention of certain kinds of feature branch, I could also build them on any commit. Then the webcheck tests are actually running webcheck, which is pretty boring, I think, but I will mail Debian www to ask them what test they have in mind. At the moment, I just check all these DebConf sites and the Debian website, Debian News and Security. And the last thing are CH root tests, which are also boring at the moment because Debian is frozen and everything just works. So there's a bootstrap of SID every day, then installing GNOME, and the same with Squeeze and installing and upgrading to VZ and installing the different four different desktop environments and desktop base. I'm thinking of adding LibreOffice and other packages there, which are quite common.
Does your report a bug?
Pardon?
Does your report a bug that come from? Do you report bugs that come from?
I might report bugs. Yeah, I think for these tests, I will ask Debian Devil if it's okay to mail Debian Devil if these fail, because it's not really the ICE, it's the bootstrap failing and the desktop environments. But I think it's Debian Devil, the right audience to fix this. And I'm looking for suggestions what else to test. So if you have interesting projects which are often committed or inexperienced people or whatever, you just want to run it, please come talk to me and then we can set it up. The script and what's interesting also is you can watch the configuration of each job. There's a read-only configuration link there, so you can view the actual Jenkins configuration for each and every job. There you also see here the script which is actually run. This is also in this Git repository. And you see how the tests are done. These are pretty simple bash scripts, like 5 commands or something. Well, I think this is it. Thank you.